little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I'm just trying to think about what we did last time, which was we had quite an emphasis on that safety netting, or describing the safety netting process, didn't we? Just remind me what we did about that. So the format.
So we did describe the format in the sense that you might ask the patient at the beginning of the red flag section to try and remember some of these symptoms and their key symptoms that they could hang on to for later.
Have you tried that in your surgeries at all?
I was thinking about this last night and I'm not sure I have. I think I've introduced my red flags maybe a bit more explicitly or maybe tried to describe them in a different way so as they're certainly not alarming. So saying, you know, I've just got some more specific questions. They're important symptoms. And I guess I have used language around trying not to alarm patients when I'm safety netting as well. So saying this is very, very rare, but look out for this. Possibly haven't actually tested whether they can remember.
So the phrasing that we used last time was rather than alarming them and saying these are red flag questions, and that's a very medical way of putting things, isn't it? Was I need to ask you some key questions. So you're trying to wake them up to the fact that this might be worthwhile remembering. So these key questions might help me to figure out what's going on, and it might help both of us if you can remember these key symptoms later on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the kind of, I'm just about to tell you something or describe some interesting symptoms that potentially you need to remember for later on. And then we did the, if I'm right, and I think that you probably just have something quite harmless going on here, then I would expect these symptoms should come and go and this is what I'd expect to happen. Yeah. But if I'm not right and you've got something more serious going on, then I'd like you to...
To
watch out for those worrying symptoms I mentioned earlier on, so those key symptoms. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we could go through those key symptoms.
Yeah.
So it was that kind of format.
I mean, I think I have tried that, that if I'm right, if I'm wrong, I do use and maybe slightly alter the wording, but that type of thing. And there's been the odd patient where I have sort of, you know, gauged that they will have remembered. So I've said, can you remind me what the symptoms were? And they remembered, but whether I'm doing it often.
I think there's always room for trying to improve the way that we do it, isn't there? And just because it's something that is a change from what we're accustomed to doesn't mean that we should just stay with what we've got.
Oh, yeah.
So it's always worthwhile thinking, shall I try this and see if it can enter into the way I do things, and does it actually improve things? So I guess that what I'm trying to ask the audience here there at this time is to see if you experiment with the way that you ask the questions, and if you enhance their ability to remember certain aspects, then that might be a more efficient way of safety netting, because you've covered this a very similar ground in the red flag questioning as you have in the safety netting. And theoretically, that's a really good way of making sure that your exam scores in the CSA are better, because you've covered both points with the same questions, really.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.